"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
We'd like to formally welcome you to the rest home of Old Joe. Welcome to Bidenville, everyone.
All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
What am I doing here? There's a man on the moon or whatever, you know, something, or, you know, whether those aliens are here or not. What I can't remember it. Anyway, I commuted every single day for 36 years as Vice President of the United States. A lot of the folks in Amtrak became my family, not a joke.
I was on the television, I was on the telephone.
I'm not supposed to take any questions, but go ahead.
I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping.
For Secretary of Health and Education Service, I nominated Javier Baccarria.
President Harris is a proud Howard alum.
Let's go, Brandon, I agree.
I got them $1.9 trillion relief so far.
Kleptocracy. The guys who are the kleptocracy.
And now, to give you a tour of Bidenville before your extended stay, here's John and Ken.
John Cobell, Ken Champeau, KFI, AM 640. Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Today's nonsense out of the White House, the White House spokeshole, the new woman, announced that Biden has engineered a historic economic boom. Boom is the word she used right now. We're in the middle of an economic boom.
Well, there are low unemployment numbers.
So?
Well, that's usually what people get concerned about.
Well, their paycheck is shrinking every week.
Not a joke. Yeah.
This is new to this generation. The last 15 years have been panic over losing your job. Now everybody's quitting, but everything's costing a lot more. It's kind of opposite land.
Yeah, well, nobody's happy.
Nobody's happy. You're never happy. The New York Times ran a front page story yesterday. Should Biden run in 2024? Democratic whispers of no start to rise. Just like Biden, they're whispering, don't do it.
They're not whispering.
Step down.
They talked to 50 people. 50. Inside.
Yep. County leaders, members of Congress, even a few voters. And they all wish Joe Biden well, but they think it's time he steps aside. So a new face can lead the party in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, they're so screwed because they don't have a functioning vice president.
And then, yeah, she was supposed to be the backup plan.
Right. And then the next in line is Nancy Pelosi. and she's not functioning either. So
yeah, that's worn out.
We
yeah.
have like nobody. Nobody's in charge right now. Like nobody conscious and coherent is in charge.
Do you know who they spoke to? Remember Howard Dean?
Yeah, he ran for president.
Yeah, he was the Vermont governor who ran for president. He said, there's just no generation behind me that can take up the leadership of this party.
Isn't that weird? Isn't it weird? There's no set of candidates from that entire generation. You know,
to show you how worried they are, I mean, a few months ago, all the buzz in the White House apparently was that Pete Buttigieg was the next big thing, and that's not happening.
No, he's a loser too.
He's not exciting.
Look at the supply chain thing. That's his territory. His territory as transportation secretary is to clear up the supply chain problems. He hasn't.
Right. I think he was trying to explain last week about how inflation has nothing to do with
it. You know, they've all got inflation. They've all got excuses and reasons and explanations. Like, shut up. You guys failed. All right? We didn't have this 2 years ago. And now you're lying about it. Now you're telling everybody, oh, no, it's an economic boom. You know what happens with people in power? And I see this every single time. They screw up, right? They fail. And what they keep saying is like, well, we just haven't gotten our message out properly. You know, it's just the media is distorting our message. They're exaggerating our, really, the media is extorting. You got a Democratic administration and the media is the problem. Sure, I'll buy that one. And so then, you know, they go down to some horrible defeat. And then a few years later, they're writing books. It's like, yeah, we all knew on the inside. I was reading a whole piece a few months ago. All the people who were part of the botching of the Iraq War in 2004 with that dud Bush, they were all writing things now. It's like, yeah, we knew at the time it was a bad idea. Yeah, we knew it was going to be a disaster. The people on the inside know. When you live with a disaster, you know you're experiencing a disaster, right? If you work for a bad company or you work for a bad radio station, you know every day when you go to work, wow, this place is going to go under.
It's like I always say when I see a really bad movie, do you think the people when they were making this movie knew it was going to be a stinker? And the answer is generally yes.
Yeah, yeah. I've known a few.
They know they're part of a bomb.
I've known a few people who work in the movie business, and they said, yeah, you know.
You but you're paid, so you keep going through with
it. You signed a deal. They're going to pay you. You don't really care what the box office is because that doesn't affect your life. So you just do your job.
We have audio only because it's probably amusing as well as it indicates what we were just talking about here, the whispers that Joe should not run in 2024. It's the good old punching bag, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the congresswoman from New York, who was one of the first to jump on the woke bandwagon and represent that wing of the party.
Yeah, let's hear from the bartender.
She was on CNN with Dana Bash. She was trying to get her to say, well, what do you think? You're going to stand behind Joe in 2024 or not? And she got pretty oddly evasive. Here's how it went.
Just want to ask about President Biden. He is saying he's going to run again in 2024. Will you support him?
You know, if the president chooses to run again in 2024, I mean, first of all, I'm focused on winning this majority right now and preserving a majority this year in 2022. So we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But I think if the president has a vision, then that's something certainly we're all willing to entertain and examine when the time comes.
There's a load of...
That's not a yes.
Yeah, you know, I think we should endorse when we get to it. But I believe that the president has been doing a very good job so far. And, okay. You know, should he run again, I think that I think it's we'll take a look at it.
Yeah,
but right now, we need to focus on winning a majority instead of a presidential election.
Do you like my new dress, my hair?
That's her way of saying I hope he does not run again.
Yeah, there's a major news network actually wasting time asking her what she thinks is beyond absurd. I mean, the whole premise of it is, why would you ask her? What would that matter?
Yeah, but the point is, you know, things are bad when media outlets like the New York Times and CNN, which are all in with this party generally, are even having their doubts and asking these questions. This is stuff you think Fox News and
the New York Post
would run stories on.
Because
it's coming from within. That's what makes it significant.
Because this is different. It's not, I wish the country would run this way versus I wish the country would run that way, right? I wish we had a more socialist, caring nation. I wish, you know, we would have more of a do-it-yourself kind of mentality, right? There's like two main ways to go. You raise people to take care of their own problems, to earn their own money, to make their own decisions. And then the other way is let's have the government, you know, coddle everybody to make sure everything's all equal and cuddly and all that, right? That's usually the fight in general terms. This is different. This guy can't tie his shoes in the morning. You know he doesn't know what's going on. He can't talk. He can't explain things. He makes really bad decisions. He's hired a lot of bad people who make bad decisions. Everything is going awry. Nothing is working. You got double-digit inflation in most food categories. Double-digit inflation. Nobody's going to survive that. It's because you printed too much money. And he barged out here in the fall saying, "Oh, we're going to have the docks working 24/7." All right, it never happened. He just lied. He knew that wasn't going to happen. The union wasn't going to allow it. Still hasn't happened. I'm just sick of like the cheap lies he throws out, the cheap blame that he parcels out.
Not a joke.
Yeah, you know, come on, enough.
We're
all grown ups. We're all too smart for this. John and Ken, KFI.
Well, it was big news last week when the Summit of the Americas was going on in Los Angeles. There were thousands of people who had formed a migrant caravan and were on their way to the United States. But only got a lot of play because they did have this stupid summit, which supposedly they reached some. I saw some headline, which I did not read the rest of. I thought it might be clickbait, that they had reached an accord on immigration protocols, which might lead countries like Spain to take some of the migrants in. Did I read that correctly? I didn't look for the rest of that. But
they were going to send the migrants to Spain?
That Biden had worked out a deal that some of the migrants could end up in Spain rather than the United States, the ones that were trying to leave these Central American countries. Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'll have to look that up because it may have been an off.
You drinking or?
No.
You're right. Look at this.
Oh, you found it. Yeah.
Yeah. All the... it was in all the British papers primarily here.
Where it was? Okay, I was looking at, I was clicking stories and I saw some headline that some migrants end up in Spain.
And, yeah, the headline
is... Well, when you think about it, didn't Spain conquer all that territory? It's like, well, you take them back.
Yeah, it's your responsibility.
that's the part of the world that you dominated
while. Yeah, he was pouring on the gas. Said nations need to halt the dangerous ways people are migrating. He announces a plan to send refugees to Spain. He's going to secure the border and stop the dangerous journey north. Now he is? Really? Sure. We need to halt the dangerous and unlawful ways. This is what he was bellowing at the Summit of the Americas.
Biden, right?
Biden. Yeah, this is all Biden.
Yeah. I'm guessing he picked Spain just because of the history.
Mexico, Guatemala, Canada, and Spain are making commitments to expand labor pathways to their countries.
Labor pathways.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Let Canada take them. That's fine.
Yeah, that Spain
it's
is going to take
big
in
open country.
More immigrants as guest workers.
Ah.
And then in general, poor people get a chance to work in richer countries.
Yeah, but Spain's already got a migrant problem with North Africa. They've already, that's not that far away. A lot of migrants do head that way.
It's very close.
Yeah, so I don't know that they'll really be into taking Central Americans Cubans and Haitians.
What I'm saying. The way public life is, you just get behind a microphone and you spout something that gets you a headline. Who follows up? How are we going to know how many migrants went to Spain? What's it going to be, 100? 50?
So this caravan that was talked about last week apparently has disbanded in Mexico. The migrants were given a migratory document that accredits their regular stay in Mexico. I don't know what that means. But they were given a piece of paper to say, well, you were here for a while and good luck.
The headline everywhere was that they dissolved the caravan. I was like, what do you mean?
Well,
you dissolved
usually, they've done this before.
So they're given,
for lack of a better word, they send in like ambassadors to work with the people in the caravan to figure out an alternative.
So they can stay in Mexico.
Sometimes that's what happens, yes.
So they have a document that legally allows them To stay.
To stay in that country, yes.
So we worked out a deal like when Trump
because it accredits their regular stay in Mexico, which means that they're allowed
to. And these people took the deal. They said, fine, we'll stay in Mexico.
Nah, because
Do you know how many people, you know how many illegal border crossings in the last year from April to April? 2.4 million.
No, they call those encounters?
It says 2.4 million illegal border crossings.
Illegal? Oh.
Yeah.
2.4. So that doesn't count the people that come and ask for asylum? That come to the border legally and say, look?
It's some broad number. For Trump, his last year, it was 626,000. So it quadrupled. I mean, this is what I'm talking about. This is just incompetence. Or it's some kind of malevolent policy.
All right, but most Americans, they're more concerned about inflation, gas prices.
I know.
They don't pay any attention to this, but it's also a key part of the failure.
But it is. It's like, all right, name the success he's had.
Low unemployment.
Okay. All right. Everyone can take their time at home.
We haven't had a terrorist attack in the United States.
That's a cute
I'm
way
not
to
talking about mass shootings. I'm talking about foreign attacks.
Okay, name bad things that didn't happen.
I don't know if you can blame mass shootings on a president, really.
No, no, you can't. No, that's a sickness in the society, which is why they're not going to fix it with any kind of gun law tinkering. The sickness is in the brains of young men.
We also had a ruling against Biden on, immigration policy. A federal judge in Texas, that's usually where they are, Drew Tipton, has thrown out a Department of Homeland Security policy that limits who immigration authorities can arrest and deport. Now, we've seen this before. When Obama was president, his Department of Homeland Security said, look, unless they're murderers, severe, violent criminals, we're going to leave them alone. And I thought most judges left that alone because they allow the Department of Homeland Security to have its discretion and judgment as to how much immigration policy they're going to enforce, how much deportation they're going to do. So I was kind of surprised. This was a suit from Texas and Louisiana, which says you can't do this because we have immigration law and they're not following it.
Well, yes, because I remember this is an early discussion I remember we had years ago when they came up with the DACA thing, right?
Yes.
For the
2012.
Right. That the president had discretion to let millions of people in. You know what? You get discretion for isolated cases or small groups. That's like Gascon claiming he's got discretion over who to prosecute or not prosecute. You have it in for specific cases. But Gascon, like Biden, was trying to just create new wholesale policy. You don't have the discretion to wipe the laws off the books and not prosecute anybody or allow everybody to come over the border. That's not what discretion is. Discretion is very targeted, a targeted case that has specific reasons that you want to allow, give someone a break. Right. But, you know, Gascon wholesale said, oh, we're just not going to prosecute anymore. We're not going to have enhanced charges for gun crimes. And Biden is just going to allow everybody to come in. No, that's the law is not written that way.
Yeah, the judge said using the words discretion and prioritization, well, the executive branch claims that they have the authority to suspend statutory mandates. The law does not sanction this approach.
That's right. It erases the law. You don't have the discretion to erase the law. And I can see how this is happening. Is you get a bunch of lawyers in the room, it's like, well, can we make the argument that under presidential discretion that, you know, we have an unlimited power to allow people to? It's like, no, you can't make that case. But, you know, they have to go to a judge to tell them that.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Well, the legislature in Sacramento just announced that they have reached a budget deal. There is a June 15th deadline for them to come up with something to turn over to the governor. And guess what? There's really no agreement on the whole dopey gas tax rebate thing or gas rebates.
You see, if they had any sense that they could get kicked out of office in November, we would have had this gas tax rebate 6 months ago.
Yeah, you're right. They'd pander.
There's no urgency to give us any money?
Well, the rift is the same as it's been for months. They only want to give the money to the poorer people, whereas Newsom wants to give it to every registered vehicle owner.
Because we all pay taxes. That's what fair is.
You're actually on Newsom's side.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they want to give $200 per taxpayer if your gross income is below 125, and if you're below 250, you get, I forget, it doesn't say
now,
here.
Now, listen to this. This is the LA...
that's for joint filers.
Did you see the weasels at the LA Times editorial board? They had an editorial against everybody getting a gas tax break.
Right. They were against that. Yes, I did see that.
He said, Newsom's idea is a $400 debit card to car owners.
For every registered vehicle owner, right.
Right.
With a maximum of $800. If you have more than one vehicle, you're going to get $800.
No car, no debit card. To which we say, no fair. Californians too poor to afford a car or who choose to forego car ownership also deserve financial relief.
Well, he's proposing $750 million for free reduced public transit. Free or reduced public transit.
Well,
I don't know how far that goes.
But I mean, it's a gas tax rebate. Why would you give a gas tax rebate to people who don't have a car?
Yes, it should only affect people that actually spend money on gas.
I mean, all the people in the LA Times editorial board, were they all dropped on their heads when they were infants? It makes no sense.
Because they're always about trying to help the poor people.
Yeah, but
that's all they want to do. It doesn't matter what the subject is.
Well, the subject
is... The goal is to help the poor people.
The goal is to help people who pay high gas prices. If you don't have a car and you don't pay high gas prices, then you're not eligible. You're not in the game. You didn't have any gas tax money taken from you. So what are you getting back? I mean, it's just so frustrating and stupid. And I guess a bunch of these legislators feel the same way. God, I wish there was a way to get rid of them, but nobody wants to get rid of them.
Nope. You know, it's about equity.
Oh, F equity. It's another word I don't want to hear anymore.
We call it fequity?
Yeah, fequity. That sounds dirty, doesn't it?
It does. It's a great new
equity
word.
Equity is the call of
no, it's fequity.
God, is this ever go away? Is this ever going to stop? You know, the rest of the country, the other 49 states, it's all going to stop. In 5 months, it's all going to stop. You'll see.
The Times, though, did a great story that didn't really think about before. There apparently is some really bad pollution going on in the San Joaquin Valley because farmers are burning their crops. They're not supposed to either. They're supposed to grind them up and turn them into mulch. But it's cheaper just to set them on fire. So that's what they're doing. And a lot of them that they're burning are vineyards. They're burning up a lot of vineyards.
Well, why can't they
just... Because the drought is cutting back their water supply. So they've decided that they're just going to burn their grapes.
But why not just let them dry out in the sun? Why do you have to burn
them? Just go fallow and just...
Eventually the grapevines would wither and die and rot and disappear.
Yeah, that's a good point. If they're not going to...
I never heard of this.
...deal with it anyway, why burn it?
I mean, the air there is horrific. It is awful.
Oh, the San Joaquin Valley has, like, no circulation.
The last time we drove through there, all the air is brown.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Oh. I had to go up to Bakersfield a couple of times earlier this year, and I was just struck by... the color of the air. It's just not something you normally see. It's a permanent haze, and it turns brown.
Yeah. Now they got some video with this.
Why would you add
piles of agriculture burning?
Why would you add a lot of smoke to that? And soot. And ash.
It says here, if you're not going to get the water, then you're going to have a lot of dry stuff that's potentially going to die. And that's what's going to happen. What's going to happen with the waste? It's easier to just strike a match and light it on fire.
Can't you just bulldoze it and just flatten it?
Well, that was the idea, is to bulldoze it and turn it into mulch. You put it like in a wood chipper.
Uh-huh. So why do you,
that's apparently more expensive. It's easy just to buy a pile of matches and just...
No, that's not good.
It says here, every year, Fresno residents have 51 days, more than 7 weeks of unhealthful levels of fine particulates in the air. The story eventually mentions how much cheaper it is to burn the crops.
Yeah, but it, you know, that's like you're smoking every day.
Yeah.
Except you're inhaling all kinds of weird chemicals, because everything gets trapped in the valleys. Everything gets trapped. All the diesel exhaust.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's the problem with the valley.
From all the farm equipment and the automobiles and the trucks. I mean that is the foulest, filthiest air I've ever seen. Like consistently, if you spend any time, like just take the 5 up.
Yeah,
it's no matter what day of the year you take it, there's never a good day. It's always choking.
It costs about $500 an acre to burn crops, but it costs more than $1,000 to chip and shred the crops. And I guess they don't want to just leave it fallow, like you said, let it go rot, because they might want to do something else with the land. I guess they want to remove it.
All right, well then
maybe plant something like that's less water needy.
You burn it? If everybody burns it. I mean,
but you'll be happy to know that to really cut back on the almond crop too. That
well, good. That'll save a lot of water.
They
should burn the almond crop. That's a good idea.
Burning almonds may not smell so bad. Burning grapes,
that's weird.
I don't think that's really a good smell. All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken KFI.
All right, when have you ever heard the John and Ken show talk about Justin Bieber?
Well, he's got something weird.
Well, I could have gotten this. He apparently posted an Instagram video where he talked about facial paralysis. Photos had been circulating of his partially paralyzed face, and he decided to share it with the public. And what he has is something called Ramsey-Hunt syndrome. I guess it's named for...
Name for the guy who discovered it, or the first victim?
First diagnosed with it.
Really? What a narcissist. He's got a paralyzed, droopy face, and he posts it all over the social medias.
He says, as you can see, this eye is not blinking. I can't smile on this side of my face, and this nostril will not move.
Does anyone keep anything private?
Well, it's funny. The Washington Post did the opposite. They just did a story. I started to read it that... More and more celebrities are sharing their medical maladies with their public.
Isn't that gross?
And they think it's good.
Why?
Because it makes people feel more comfortable with their own maladies. If a celebrity has it, they can say, all right, I should get this treated.
Who cares? Who cares if people feel comfortable with their own sicknesses? It makes you feel good because Justin Bieber has a droopy face?
Well, people think of celebrities as perfect. They're in perfect health. They're perfect specimens.
If you're a moron, you
this
do.
Shows you they're just people like you and I.
Well, for God's sakes.
You have absolutely no empathy with the world.
No, I don't really have any empathy for Justin Bieber. He's got a fine life, and he's a goof. And,
he can't perform songs if he has a paralyzed half face.
That'll go away in time.
It says, in fact, the update today is that it's getting better every day.
Of course. It's just a narcissist. I don't like narcissistic behavior. It bugs me when somebody will just do anything to say, hey, look at me. It's like, oh, I got to see your droopy face. Oh, come on. Hide that. Go back in the house.
But other young people may wake up with droopy face, and now they know that they should get it looked at because it could be Ramsey-Hunt syndrome.
I've lived all my life without hearing about Ramsey-Hunt syndrome.
It is not Bell's palsy. And you know what? It's apparently lighting up the anti-vaxxers. They think it has something to do with getting the vaccine.
There you go.
That road came up. Never stops.
It's a chicken pox thing?
Yes. Apparently, it's the same virus that causes shingles or chicken pox. Now, I've had both of those, but I've never heard of Ramsey-Hunt syndrome, and my face has never been paralyzed. But I've had two bouts of shingles.
Yeah, but did you post your shingles rash?
Well, one of them was almost on my butt cheeks.
Right. Why didn't you put that on Instagram?
It was just a tiny little rash that I went to a dermatologist. He said right away, you got shingles. I'm like, what? I've already had shingles, and I had a vaccine.
And it's some virus you got.
I know.
Go away.
I can't keep it down. This chicken pox thing keeps coming back.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but see, you would not think about sending out photos of the shingle rash on your ass.
No, but I'm talking about it on the show so that others know they can happen to you.
Seeing it is a different thing.
Oh, I see. It's all right to talk about it, but you can't show any photos.
We're just exploiting it for comedic purposes.
They say that the Ramsey Hunt thing is actually more common in younger people. It affects the nerve to the facial muscles that can shut down the nerve completely and give you this type of paralysis on one side of the face. But it is different from Bell's palsy. And there's also a rash that can be, and shingles does come with rashes, by the way. It's just horrible. There's a series of symptoms that can happen when the facial nerve is shutting down. Some patients experience a full droop on one side of their face and an inability to close their eyes. Others experience taste differences or a loud machine hum inside the ear. Oh, that's trouble.
Oh, no, I'd jump off a bridge for that.
Do you ever get to like tinnitus, the ear ringing? Boy, I hate that. It doesn't happen to me very often. When it does, I hate it.
You know, once in a great while, and I used to think I was picking up some long distance
you would
signal.
Some sort of extraterrestrial was communicating with you?
Yeah.
John, we're coming.
When I was a kid, I'd hear that this high-pitched whine. I'm thinking,
yeah, it's like a high-pitched tone.
Maybe they're coming back to get me. Because I know I was left here by mistake. Come pick me up.
Usually if you give some steroids or some antivirals, that can really help in the treatment.
Okay.
And only a week to 14 days, and it's usually knocked out.
Yeah, so. Well, I hope he's not suffering any longer. Well, very much.
Not suffering.
I worry about Justin Bieber's droopy face. Good Lord. I mean, stop sharing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I should go through the story then.
No.
All the celebrities that are sharing their...
No, that's okay. Tim Conway's here.
Thank you. What are they sharing?
All of their medical problems.
Okay, that's interesting, right?
You don't like that either, huh? Their ailments are now being public.
Justin Bieber's droopy face.
Yeah, I mean, droopy face. The right side of his face is not working, right?
No.
I don't care.
Right.
Imagine losing half your face.
It's horrible, right?
How would you be talking out of the side of your mouth?
I know, well... Yeah, you would lose face and talk out of the side of your mouth, right? I
mean, that's a lot of politicians.
Yeah, exactly. Dr. Ray Kasheri's coming on with us. We'll talk to him about. He's a pulmonologist. We have the latest on COVID and monkeypox. The odds of you getting monkeypox.
That story's not dead yet.
Not yet. Still flying around.
Yeah, tell me when Justin Bieber has monkeypox, then I'll pay attention.
Then also Los Angeles, the worst metropolitan area for first-time home buyers, the absolute worst. No. And then the Great California Exodus, everyone's going to Mexico. Yeah. California's fleeing the rising prices of and going to Mexico.
Well, with all the immigration, there must be a lot of room down there.
Well, it's going to be a matter of time before that flips, and you're going to see the Mexican army on that border saying, no. You guys got to wait in line. You got to wait in line. That's going to happen, right?
Because
it's less expensive. There's a lot more freedom they got down there, right? Yeah. Mexico's like a big party.
Just watch the cartels.
Well, yeah, okay. All right. But, you know, there's...
You don't want your head on a stick.
Okay. There's a downside to living in Mexico. There's a downside to living in the United States. You could get wiped out by a gunman, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah, right. But it is... They know how to party. I mean, they really do. There's not a... You know, there's... It's sort of like California was like 50 or 60 years ago.
You know, you don't even leave the country, do you?
No, but you can do things. I mean, you can walk on the beach with your dog.
Have you been to Mexico?
When was the last time you left the country?
Oh, it's been a while.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Last time I left the country was
Burbank.
19.
Let's start with last time you left Burbank.
Other than
do you have
Canada,
a passport? Did we ask this question once?
No, I had a passport, but other than Canada, because that's just the United States. Last time I left the United States was 1991. I went to Europe. I was supposed to be there for 6 years. Weeks. Yeah. I went for 3 days. I said, this place is an asshole, and I left.
What? Seriously?
I did. About 4 days. I went on a Wednesday, came home Sunday.
What city?
I went to France, the south of France, in the wintertime. And the people are rude. The French people are rude. There's dog crap all over the streets.
Wow.
And there wasn't enough King Tacos for me.
Yeah, I was going to say, you like your home comforts.
That's right. That's pretty good.
I wanted a Del Taco.
31 years.
That's right.
Passport expired.
Been a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, no, look, the guy's pitching Mexico and he never leaves the country.
No, but if you go to Mexico, you can walk down the beach with your dog with a cigarette in one hand, a beer in the other hand, and a Frisbee, and you can light a fire on the beach and no one's going to bother you.
Sounds appealing.
Yeah, no one's going to bother you. Right. But here, about 19 guys will run up on you. right? If you do anything on the beach, it's horrible.
That's right.
It's horrible.
Light up a cigarette in Santa Monica and see what happens.
When I was a kid in Santa Monica, we used to build bonfires, and you could have a cigarette, you could have a beer, you could have your dog, you could have all that stuff. And now you can't do anything on the beach.
The signs they have on the beach in Santa Monica.
Oh, I know.
No.
Right.
Seriously, 12 things you can't do.
Right. There should be a big, huge sign that says F-U-N, no. No fun anywhere on the beach. Don't do anything fun. Just sit here.
All right. Conway.
Dig dog.
Come on. Yeah. KFI.
Come on.
KOSTHDQ, Los Angeles, yeah. Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.